Bezer Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shmi, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Chi Matan, the laws of gifts and the laws of meriting in the Sefer Kin, the Book of Acquisition, where in this Perek we begin to the final 5 Perakim, the Halachas of Matnas Chibra, the gifts of a dying person, which in Rambam opens up here Halacha Aleph regarding how to qualify what's considered Shchibra, someone on his deathbed. Hasuma, a blind person, Oya Piseach, or someone that's lame, which his leg has been cut off, or a gidem, or someone is an amputee where his hand has been cut off, or a chosh b'reish, or someone his head is not feeling well, or in his eye, or b'yado, or in his hand, or b'daglo, or in his leg. Okay, it's been for similar types of ailments. Hadei kabadil chadvarav, he's considered like a healthy person for all his situations. B'mekachoy or b'memkaroy umat noisav, regarding his acquisitions or his sales or his gifts. However, alocha base. Now this qualifies what's considered matnas chimera. But a sick person who his whole body is getting weak, and he's losing his vigor because of his illness, until he can't walk with his own feet in the marketplace, in the street, and he has to lay down on the bed. This is someone that means someone that's laying. Mera means as a sick person. That's the targum of cholyo. And the laws of his gifts in kamatnas bar are not the same as the gifts of a healthy person. Ketzer Hasos, the Rambam illustrates. Shchiv merah shetziva, if a dying person commands, v'amani says litin l'plani kach v'kach, to give to that person such and such. Bein b'choil bein mishad Shabbos, whether he's saying it on the weekday or on Shabbos, bein kaza bein l'kaza, whether they wrote it down, whether they didn't write it down, zochu hakol, they all merit kishyamis when he dies, b'chom hashenoslam, whatever he gave to them. Bein atzorach kinyan, does not require acquisition. Shedibri shchiv merah, because the words of the dying person are k'ksuvin v'kim mesudim him. It's like it's written and as if it was already given over. This is actually from rabbinic law. The Ava Pesha in the element of Rehman, even though it's only from rabbinic law, also Isaac Shal Torah, they made it like it's biblical law. And the reason for that is Kaddish Lati Torah died to love, so that his consciousness should not become scrambled. When he knows his word's not going to be fulfilled, where he's like, he wants to pass this on, the torch, and have his assets done a certain way. We need him to know that it's going to be done so that he remains in a sane space of mind. Therefore, and that is, since we're concerned that maybe he's going to become perturbed, Imam, if he says, I want you to acquire this from me. Even on Shabbos, where one's not allowed to do acquisitions, we acquire from him, because actually, interestingly, this acquisition is not necessary. And hence, it's as if it's not even here, and therefore that's why it's actually permitted, because it's not really doing acquisition, because it's done automatically with his words. Now, the dying person does not have to say, Atem Edai, you're my witnesses. Where generally, if a person admits something, he has to say, the real estate could say, I was just fooling around. Here he doesn't have to. Whoever hears his words, he could testify. Because no one's fooling around at the moment of death. Halacha hey, Shchiv merah, a dying person, Shatziba loses matan l'uber shabim imoy, where if he commands to give a gift to a fetus in his mother's womb, Zocha uber, the fetus merits this. He acquires this, because the intention of a person is close to his son, even if it's just an embryo, like it explains in Halachas HaMachir, and therefore it's going to be an acquisition. Halachavav, Amaf, he says, that if my wife gives birth to a boy, he's going to take 100. Vimdikavim, if it's a girl, Mosaim 200. The older Zachar gives birth to a boy, and this is related to the previous halacha, of that a person could go ahead and be mezaket to the uber as a father. So if he gives birth to a boy, not the one, he takes 100. Yeld in the cave, he gives birth to a girl, and tells him Masayim, she takes 200. Let's say Yeld is Zachar in the cave, let's say give birth to twins, a boy and a girl. Hazachar net l'mon, v'an the cave, Masayim. The boy takes 100, and the girl takes 200. Yeld the tumtum andragonus, let's say gives birth to a tumtum andragonus. Tumtum, it's not clear of any sign of gender, and the dragon has both signs of gender, which either one of them are doubts what the gender actually is, if it's like a Zachar in the cave. But so netl kapocha shabashneim, they take like the lesser of the two of them, where if the boy is 100, they're going to take that amount, because we're not sure, but it's going to be the minimum of those two. Halacha Zayin. Shchiv merah she'amulay. If let's say a dying person, they said to him, Nechassav l'mi, your assets, who is it going to? You're passing away. Bamlam, he says to them, look, Da'ima she'yesh le'ben. It appears to him, meaning about himself, that he had a son, or that his wife is pregnant. But achshav she'in le'ben, now that he doesn't have a son, or that his wife is not pregnant, okay, Nechassav l'pani, let his assets be to that person. He's saying, like, I thought I had someone, but I don't. Now it turns out that they find that actually he did have a son, or his wife was pregnant. then Ava Bishapil, even if Bishap subsequently miscarries, or that son subsequently dies, doesn't make a difference. It turns out that the gift he gave was not a true gift. It was only because he didn't have a son. If he had one, even if the son dies, that gift was not a valid gift. Halacha Ches continues regarding the gift taking effect after his death. The gift of the dying person, it's only acquired after he dies. And therefore no one else can merit in what he's commanding him to, whether it's from real estate or whether movable items, only after he dies. Therefore, in other words, since the matnas chimera is only acquired after he dies, one could extract for the ksuba of the woman, which seemingly is the ksubas benin dichrin, which is like Yerusha, and therefore it's not given from the chasim shabadim, it has to be only from what he has available, which are these things that when he's dying, and you cannot collect from anything that he subsequently gave, like over here, these things, or the sustenance of the widow and the daughters, which again, that's also not from the chasim shabadim, it's only from available properties that he has, you could still extract those things, miyat elu, from these people that he commanded to give to them. Why? Should it be misasai? Because the moment he dies, the assets are obligated in paying for the ksuba of this woman, for her male sons, and for the sustenance. Whereas these people that he's giving to them, that's not when the time of death, that's only after the death. And therefore, that's coming afterwards, and therefore they get first, even though they can't even get from the Chasim Hashbod, which essentially these are like that. You can get it from them because you're getting it first, because they're only getting it. They're not getting it when it was written, when it was told to them. They only get it after he dies. Halacha Yod continues regarding if there's a kinyan, there's an act of acquisition regarding this gift of the dying person. So matna shchimera, regarding the gift of a dying person, shekaseh b'kinyan, that is written that there is with an acquisition. So, Bein Shalazib Mixes Nachazib, whether it was in part of the estate, or Bein Shalazib Nachazib, whether it was all of his estate, Choshen Lo, now we're concerned. Shemel Gomelak Noisel Bashtar, maybe the dying person only wanted it to be acquired with a document. You see, he's doing it with that it should be a Kenyan. Bahayil Matan is Loy Tigni Lachamisa. Now, since ultimately this gift is only acquired only after death, because in that regard, that's what the dying person is having in mind. Ain't Shal Lachamisa. Now, a document cannot work after his death, and therefore, Vahari Matan Batela, actually, the gift is going to be void for that reason, because maybe he wanted it to be a shtar, and the shtar cannot work lachamisa. Now, Halach Yerav, but let's say they made a kinyan from him, only to better the strength of the recipient, because if you have a kinyan, then you have a stronger kinyan. For example, let's say it was written, that we actually made an acquisition in addition to this gift, oh, then it's going to be a valid matnas chimera. Because not saying I don't want it to be matnas chimera, I want to make a kinyan, which a kinyan is not matnas chimera, it's only going to be like a kinyan of a body. No, you're saying you're in addition, so it's still going to have the halacha of matnas chimera. Halachid beis. Now, shchimera shama, if a dying person says, kisvu utnu l'plani mona, I want you to write and to give this person $100. Umis koim shech l'bitnu lo, now he dies before they write and they give it to him. In case in vain, listen, so you don't write and you don't give it. Shemla Gamalak and Isil Bashtar, he wrote, so maybe his intention was only to make an acquisition only with the document, he said to write. Vein Shtar Lachamisa. Now, a document cannot be after the death, and again, you run into the same problem. Halachi Gimel, but Vim Amar Kisvu Baletze, says to write it, Kidiliapas Kerach Makabal, to better the strength of the recipient. Kugoyin Shamar, let's say he says, Tenu Banal Planet, give that person $100. Vamin, he says, Vav Kisvu Tenula, I want you also to write and give it to him, because he wants to make sure that he has a solid bedrock for his proof. Then you're going to write and you're going to sign, you're going to give it after death again because it is a valid shchimera. Matnas shchimera is just doing it to make it better, not to make it worse. That's not going to be shtar lachamisa. Halach Yedal continues regarding what happens if the dying person ultimately gets healthy. So shchimera, a dying person, shekosav kol nechasav matanas tam. He writes off his whole estate as a gift without specifying. V'loy shir klum. He doesn't leave over anything for himself. So imam, if he gets up, he ends up getting healed. Chayzer, he gets everything back. And even if they made a kinyan from him, that they have the strength for their positioning, and whether he had written off all his old estate to one person, whether he wrote off to two people, because we could assume his intention, he didn't give away everything, because his intention was that they're only going to acquire it only after he dies. If he ends up not dying, so he gets everything back. But if he left over anything for himself, whether real estate, whether movable items, that means to say he gave a partial gift, or stomach matnas body. Then we presume that is a, so to speak, like the gift of a healthy person. Shakonim is on like Siba, where they acquire it from the moment that it's written. Therefore, he cannot back out, even if he gets healed. But who that is, shakonim yaday, if they made a kinyan from him. Shemana shchimena b'miktzis, because a gift of a dying person if it's partial, shricha kinyan. It needs an acquisition, whether he ends up getting up or not. And therefore, if they made a kinyan, so therefore he cannot back out. When we say this, if he gave it unspecific. Because we assume his intention, and we say, since he left over something, what are you leaving over for? If you think you're dying, so why would you leave over anything? Obviously, his intention is to give it over right now, even when he's alive, as a gift of a healthy person. Let's say he gave over even only part of his estate, but explicitly as a gift of a dying person, which only after he dies, then you don't need to have an acquisition. And therefore, if he gets up and he gets healed, well then he can back up. If he doesn't get up, so then the recipient receives that part that he got. And if there was an acquisition, again, he's only going to acquire only if that kin was making his strength better. Like we explained this, because if he doesn't, actually we're concerned that maybe it's only with the kin, and therefore that's not going to be lachamisa. But if it's to make it better, then he's going to get whatever that mixus was. Halacha Yitches continues regarding if he wants the acquisition to be when he's still alive. So says Ram, Al Tita, don't make a mistake. Beshrimer by dying person, Shakasav Kalmachasav, even if he wrote away all his estate. But a pay this should not call match be specified that he wants it all to be given from now. They can make him and he's making the acquisition when he's still alive. That's not a gift of a dying person. That's like the gift of any other healthy person. So if the document reaches the hand of the recipient, they make an acquisition from the hand of the one who's giving it. He acquires it all, and the dying person cannot back out even if he gets healed. Halachi test. So if someone gives a gift when he's a dying person, because when he writes on it, in life and in death, from life and in death, whether in all of his estate or part of his estate, but since it's said in it, and in death, it's obviously a gift of a dying person, where, again, then he could back out. And the reason is, this that he wrote, and in death, obviously that he wants it to be acquired only after he dies, because he's a shchimra. Then why do you write from life? Simon, that's just a sign, Liyashav has died to calm himself down, that he's going to survive from this illness, where, since he's mentioning his death, he doesn't want to to open up his mouth to the Satan, and therefore he writes, Bachaim or Mechaim, to say, Hashem's going to save me, and I'm going to survive from this illness, but if not, Meimavis, then this is when the person's going to get it. Allah Chav continues regarding what happens if we're not sure if he gave his whole estate, which, like we said, there's different halachas, if you need a kinyan, if it's going to the whole or not. So if a dying person gave his estate, that what's known to us, it's all the properties that he has. Still, it's going to be considered as a partial gift. And therefore, only if they acquire from him and he gets up, then he cannot back out. Why? Because Chayishim are concerned, anu, us, and moreover, like we said, if they do a kinyan, and since it's only partial, wasn't all, then he cannot back out. So it's actually worse for the giver. Maybe he does have other properties that left over somewhere else in overseas. Until he says, "Kol nochasai shem elu, my whole estate, which are these, oy shahoye muchzik." Or let's say we had a chazaka sheim nochasai elu that these are the only properties he has. And only then is the gift going to be considered in all of it. And then again, if he gets up, then he gets it back. A dying person that writes his whole estate to others. So then we see, if he wrote it like as if he's apportioning it, where initially this was his intention. He's giving out his whole estate. We see he's going through the list. And he's giving it all at the same time without stopping. So then Mesibi dies, they all acquire, but Amr gets up, he can back out from them all, because this is Matna Shchimera. He's giving it all away. But if it looks like that, he keeps on changing his mind, meaning, after he left over something, then again he writes again, then they make a kin from him, I'll call each and every one. Then Mace, if he dies, and they're all going to acquire, obviously. But Amr, if he gets up, if he heals, he can only back out from the last ones. Why? He's only giving him, the last one's the one who got the everything, because that was the last thing remaining. The first ones were Matnas Bar, because he didn't give it all away. It was Matan of the He kept on changing it. Ultimately, he gave everything away. If someone writes his whole estate to his slave, Omar, and he heals, so chayzim nechassim, like regular matnas shchemer, he gets everything back. But v'ein lechayzim b'avid, he cannot back out regarding the slave. Shariyotzo lov shem b'chern. The slave already had a name that is always a free man, he's getting the whole estate. Now, although technically he wasn't, but since the word get out, and he knows that's going to happen, so therefore he's already going with that das, that the slave is going free. Halach of Gimel continues regarding if he's saying that he wants it to be because of his death. So a dying person who commands because of his death. For example, let's say his consciousness was leaning that he's definitely dying. And it's recognizable this thing from his words that you could tell he's saying it because he feels like he's dying. So even if they acquired from him and it was only a part of their state, if he gets up, he will get it back, even though it's only partial, because it's obvious and evident he's only doing it because of his death, which he doesn't end up dying. Halach of Dal continues regarding situations that are similar to this halach of Shechemira. Someone that's traveling overseas, he's going on the high seas, is going out in the caravan into the desert, is going out with chains to his death. Someone that is in danger of his life, meaning where suddenly an illness jumps in him, and he's getting very, very sick. Any one of these four, it's just the same status like when he's commanding because of his death. And therefore his words are like written and given over. And we fulfill it if he dies, which generally you won't because you need a kinyan and so on. This is the same halacha like Shechemira. Now, if he gets saved and he comes up, even if they acquired from him on only part of the state, like anyone who's commanding explicitly because of his death, which that's evident from the situation, from the context. Halacha continues regarding what happens if he gets healthy, but then he gets sick again and then he dies. So Shechemira, a healthy, a dying person, shenitik machal l'chali, where he's going from one illness to another illness. Imlay omer, if he never gets, ends up getting up, but l'holach ha-mashan b'shok, and he never goes on his cane in the street, matnasa matana, his gift is a gift, where definitively we say that there was still some of the first illness there, and he died because of it, and therefore it's that Shechemira, that his gift is a gift. Halacha vav, now amad, let's say he stood up, bein ha-chali shetzibibai, between the sickness that when he had commanded to give his estate, ubein ha-chali shemesman, and between the illness that he ended up dying from. In the interim, he had been healthy. And he was walking on his own support. And then you have to evaluate him based on doctors. If it really was connected and he died because of the first illness, then the gift is valid. It's considered a matna shechemira. But if not, the whole matun was only when he's going to die. If he ends up getting healthy, he gets it back. Say, even if he ends up dying, that's not a valid gift. Now, let's say he goes in the street without any support. Then you don't have to even evaluate because he's not even using a walker. But that's automatic that he got healthy and his early gifts are void. The a gift of a dying person that it's not written in it. That from the illness that he had commanded in Mace, that's what he died from. And moreover, there's no witnesses to ask them if it was from that original illness or not. So although the one who had commanded that his estate should be given out is now dead, the gift is void. Because the fact that he's dead is not approved. But maybe the illness that he had given the gift from that he had healed. Maybe some other illness he got, and then therefore he died. So therefore the assets are in the presumed state of the inheritors. Until the one who's trying to get the gift could bring a proof that from this illness that he had given this gift, that he died, until he brings proof, he cannot get that gift.